Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Rachel Dahl joins us. She's the publisher of Fallon Media and is growing her media empire. Here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Welcome to the Ahern Boutique Hotel, where luxury and warmth come together in the heart of Las Vegas.
And you'll see amazing comedy, funny magic, and great music, too, here in the Ahern Live Showroom.
The Ahern Luxury Boutique Hotel is your home away from home.
Welcome to the Winnemucca Big R.
Hi, I'm John Walker. Welcome to Big R Lovelock.
Hi, I'm Rich Martin. Welcome to Fallon Big R.
My name is Braden. Welcome to Big R Fernley.
Hi, I'm Kelly. Welcome to Big R Sparks.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years. Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Rachel Dahl. She is the publisher of Fallon Media. Pleasure having you back on the program.
Thanks for having me.
So let's start out, before we get to the empire expanding, I just saw Gladiator 2 over the weekend.
Oh, you did?
And the Romans were expanding their empire as well, but we'll get to that in a moment. First of all, post-election, thoughts about what's going on in Churchill County and their feelings after the election?
Oh, Churchill County is always really conservative, like 2-1 historically. So I think everyone's very comfortable and seems to be happy, business as usual. It was weird. We had really our elections got settled in the primary because just the way that the vote went. So we only had one seat open during the general election for mosquito abatement. So in Churchill County's life, the election's been over since June.
Well, you know, what was interesting to me was obviously, the Mark Amadei Great Kid contest was prominent mainly because of how much money Greg Kidd put into the campaign.
Right.
I think it's somewhere in the region of $10 to $11 million, which is stunning considering there are only two markets, which would be Reno and Elko. And Elko is not a big market, and Reno is not, by comparison to Las Vegas, a big market. So hard to even spend that kind of money. And Mr. Kidd's campaign was supportive of both this program and your programs.
Yes.
With the advertising. So I don't want to take anything away from that. But what I found interesting was a lot of people, and I'm sure the same thing happens with you, call to say, hey, who should I vote for?
Mm-hmm.
And I try to give people both sides of whatever race is that I'm getting calls on. And somebody called me and said, I'm looking at the ballot for CD2 and I don't see a Democrat on there.
Mm.
And I said, that's right, there isn't a Democrat. I said, there is an independent and there is, you know, the Republican. And they said, oh, well, you know Mark Amadei. What are your thoughts on Mark Amadei? So I gave him my thoughts on Amadei and on Greg Kidd. And they said, well, as there's no Democrat on there, then I guess I'm going to vote for Amadei. And I think that that's an important lesson for politicians to know, which is despite the number of independents, that there are still a lot of people who are either Republicans or Democrats who are looking for that R or D on their ballot. What's your thoughts on that?
This hit me early on. We always do a candidates night for the primary, and then we do one for the general election. And there was a lot of chatter because there was not a Democrat in those races at the local level either. And to me, shocking part of this is that people are criticizing some random magic that they think happens because there's only Republicans on the ballot. And like, it really is the responsibility of the parties to field a candidate. Like, if there's no Democrat on the ballot, you can't be mad at who is on the ballot. You need to go to your party and have a chat, or you need to file, or there's several different ways to solve that problem. It's not the fault of the people who are running, and it's not the part of the newspaper because there aren't Democrats in the race. It was just shocking to me, just because I take for granted the system. But yeah, the problem is the Democrats didn't field candidates in those races all the way down to, you know, county commission, school board's nonpartisan, but
we tend to know which way people lean, though.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, I in past election cycles, and I must admit it's been a while, Paulinos and I went up to Elko and taped a bunch of shows prior to an election cycle. And a lot of people said to me, you know, I think the Democrats are going to come on a lot stronger this year than they have in the past. That was not the case.
Right.
But you look at places like West Wendover, and you look at places like Ely, where the mayor of both of those communities are definitely not strong conservatives.
Yeah.
What do you think that says to you about rural Nevada? And is it changing with the times? And also with the fact that you have the internet in everybody's homes? You know, we always had cable and satellite, but now it really is where everybody has access to all information. So perhaps there are changes in thought.
I don't know. When I observe rural communities that elect diverse candidates, I guess would be the way to say that. I don't know the Wendover situation as well as Ely, but it in our local rural communities, it really is a community. And when you have a community full of people, whoever's willing to run, who is a good candidate, is going to get elected. And it doesn't have anything to do with any of the diversity assignments that we give. Rural Nevada is just different. And I think that goes to what happened in this election. I think people are really, really tired of the labels. And like, we don't choose a mayor in rural Nevada because they have a label, because they're black or because they're whatever. We choose them because we know them. We know they're going to do a good job and they're part of the community. So I think it may be oversimplifying, but that's what I saw happen at the national level, is people are tired of this labeling of each other, and we want people to represent us who we trust and who we know are going to do a good job. End of story.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. And one of the things I've said to people about, you know, communities is that it doesn't matter where you live, we all really have access to the same information. But we also have local issues. So there really isn't any difference between somebody who lives in, you know, LA or San Francisco versus living in Reno versus living in Fallon or Winnemucca. They're just smaller communities. But really, when you look at it, Reno is a very small community.
Yeah.
It's not a little San Francisco.
Right.
It's a big Winnemucca. And Las Vegas looks like it's a little LA, but it really isn't. It's a big Reno. And, you know, those power bases still exist within that small circle.
We always say, like, no matter who you run into, where you are, like, the governor's convention on agriculture was in Fallon last week. So you had people from all over the state in Fallon for a couple of days because it led into Cattlemen's Association. And you just run into everyone and all of the issues are meshed and we're all laughing because Nevada really is a small town.
Right.
It just is.
Yeah, I mean, and if you've lived here, and especially if you've been involved in politics or any industry for that matter, you know everybody within that industry.
Right.
And if you don't, then that's kind of bizarre that
the person hasn't come in. Yeah, a month or two and then you'll know them all.
Did it surprise you in any way that we had a split ticket in terms of, President Trump gaining re-election versus Jackie Rosen being elected on the Senate side?
Oh,
was that a continuing tradition?
Yeah, that was just too, I think that just was too close of a race, you know? I don't know. It reminds me of when I was much younger and we always used to call, what did we call a Nevada Democrat? Is a California Republican? Is that how we used to do that? I think I was on a show of yours a long time ago and we were talking about that. Like, a Nevada Democrat is certainly not a California Democrat.
Right. Yes, no, and that wouldn't work out very well.
Yeah.
I think also it's both senators are continuing the tradition that Harry Reid set up, where I think Harry Reid knew very well that he wasn't well-loved in rural Nevada by any stretch of the imagination, but it never stopped him bringing things to rural
Correct.
Nevada.
Yeah.
And I think that Catherine Cortez Masto especially has spent a lot of time and capital in rural Nevada. And it's funny to me when people say to me off the show, and sometimes on the show, I like what she's doing. I'm not going to vote for her, but I like what she's doing, which says to me at some point that there may be a change in attitude based on the person.
Yes, for sure. I think it's, and that's kind of what we're talking about, is it is the person. In rural Nevada, it's the person, for sure. And I know Senator Rosen's been out in all over the rurals. Wherever I am, they've got staff out there. They both do a really, really good job of outreach in the rurals and building their relationships. I think you talking about Senator Reid and them kind of carrying that tradition is definitely true.
Well, it was also interesting. I was talking to Nathan Robinson, who's the mayor of
Ely,
for a show that's going to come up in a couple of days. And it was interesting because I was asking, because they're in the Salt Lake City DMA for television.
Right.
So they get all the TV stuff from there, unless they get over the air. And I was saying, do you feel left out? And he said, no, not at all. He said, we go from Ely to Las Vegas for shopping, and people go from Las Vegas to Ely for recreation.
Right.
So it's like, they're not feeling cut off. And that's good to hear, because I worry about that as the power shifts further and further to Southern Nevada, that places even like Washoe County, Reno Sparks, that have significant population are going to get left behind. And that kind of gave me hope that maybe that's not going to be the case.
I think that's neat. I am a little worried about the legislature in terms of rural representation. I think that we're, with Pete being gone,
Pico Akachia.
Yeah, sorry.
JJ is going to be on the show here.
Is he?
Yes.
Yeah, I think that that's of concern, and we really need to start looking at making sure that the legislators understand that there are people out here. And, I don't know if you remember, Farm Bureau used to do a really good job of putting together a rural tour every year or every session for legislators. And that, Matt, it changed lives. It changed tremendously the way that the urban legislators looked at the state. And if ever there's a time that we need to put an effort like that back together, that's got to be done.
I remember years ago, one of the Elko County commissioners, I'm running into him at the legislature, and I said, what are you doing here? And he said, well, we can't afford lobbyists. And for us to not get forgotten, we got to be here. And so we come down in force. And I think that, and I've said this before, I've been saying this for 30 years, that Washoe County, Reno Sparks, needs to do a marketing campaign in Las Vegas to let people know the community that's here, the, you know, 500,000 people that live in this region. And that includes places like Story County and Churchill County, et cetera, so that people understand that there is a large community here. Mm-hmm. And I think the only way to market it is either through social media or through TV and radio, the traditional ways.
Yeah.
But even just for business, I don't know why Reno Sparks doesn't advertise constantly in Las Vegas to say, hey, when it's 120 degrees in Las Vegas, it's only 93 up here. Come and play golf. You can play golf earlier than noon.
Yeah. I don't know. We have some work to do. But that, I think this show is really important. And I think that what we're doing with the media in rural Nevada is so important because, in theory, legislators watch this show. And you have guests on here that are very diverse across the state. And they have to, our legislators need to know that there's more to than just what they know from Las Vegas. They need to understand that there's a different way of thinking out here and that they, not only they represent their district, but they really do represent all of us when they get to that position. And if they don't know us or understand us, they don't have a way of thinking about us.
You know, I think that one of the things that is said not often enough is after the election, the representatives are representatives of all the people, mm-hmm. not just the people that voted for them, but everybody. And, you know, I think that, and I'm glad to say that I think most of our legislators do feel that way, but they may not know specifically those areas. Anyway, let's take a break and we'll come back and we'll talk about the growing empire of Rachel Dahl after this timeout. We'll be right back.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Rachel Dahl. She's the publisher of Fallon Media. The empire is expanding. List out all the publications you are currently running.
All right. So we have the Fallon Post, prints every Friday. And then we started online newspapers in Lovelock, and then a statewide rural newspaper, the Silver State Chronicle. And we are 4 hours away from our fifth printed edition of the Fernley Reporter.
So you are really getting out there.
We are.
Okay, now, what we are seeing with media, print media, across the country is more and more of these companies are becoming nonprofits because they're claiming that they cannot, you know, sell the advertising.
Right.
You are not doing that. You are doing what we do here at Nevada Newsmakers, an old-fashioned business, which is produce a product that you believe is worthy, and then go out to people and say, hey, you need to support this because it's going to help your business.
Yep.
How's that going?
It's great. It's very difficult. You need to have like a full-time person, but you either have to be a nonprofit and have an on-staff grant writer who can fundraise for you all the time, or you need to be for-profit and have an ad salesman who can be selling ads for you all the time. You just have to pick your model. And it looks to me like the smartest way to go is to help your fellow small businesses, you know, sell them real estate and this product that you know the community is seeing. And so now that we've been doing this a while, I think we've graduated to where it is valuable that we do have enough eyes on it that it benefits our local businesses to be in it.
No, absolutely. Well, I mean, I think that, you know, that's the most important part, is that if one is creating a product that is worthy, that people actually want to read, then, you know, you can go out to the people in the community and say, okay, we have this base of readers.
Yes.
If you advertise on a regular basis, don't just buy one ad, but you've got to be there consistently. Over time, this is going to come back to you. I mean, one of the examples was I wanted to do a show on what was going on with realty in Fallon, because I saw the pricing was quite high.
Yes.
That it wasn't what I had thought it was going to be, which is, over time, I thought that you would see a movement of population from Reno Sparks out to Fallon, Fernley, Lovelock, other towns, because it was just getting too expensive to be here. And then I find out that this is a relative of yours.
my cousin Shannon.
Yeah. So Shannon came on the show and talked. But I found out about her because she advertises on a regular basis in your paper, and I read your paper.
Yeah.
So it works.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Now, I have not got any plans right now to buy a house in Fernley, or Fallon rather, but if I did, that's who I would call.
Right, exactly. And we're seeing more and more long buys. Like, we'll have a customer who will buy for 6 weeks or for 12 weeks. We have several who buy an annual ad, and then we change it for them whenever they want. But we didn't see that in the beginning at all.
No, of course not.
Quite lovely.
Well, listen, if anybody, you know, told you what was going to really happen when you start a business, nobody would ever start a business.
Seriously. It's
and
like
we haven't even
children.
Got to, yeah, we haven't even got to taxes yet and government regulations.
Yeah.
Well, let's take another break, and we'll be right back after this timeout.
Story County is leading Nevada. Home of the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, Google, Tesla, Panasonic, and other world-leading companies. Story County provides thousands of tech, advanced manufacturing, and logistics careers for Nevadans. We're diversifying and driving Nevada's economy and generating millions in tax revenue and billions in economic activity across northern Nevada. Story County is leading Nevada's future.
Fantastic cocktails and delicious food. It's a good time to eat. Over 500 hot slots plus electronic table games.
It's a good time to play.
Player rewards and big time jackpots.
It's a good time to win.
Ooh, your good times are tamer.
Southwest Specialties has been making the homes and businesses of Nevada beautiful for more than 20 years. Their experienced designers and craftsmen create the walkways, backyards, water features, and a variety of outdoor cooking areas that add curb appeal and value to your investment. Call today or visit them at their website and see how they can make your outdoor spaces special. Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive, beautiful.
As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Rachel Dahl, who is the Rupert Murdoch of Nevada, publisher of the Fallon Media and a whole ton of papers. Give the names again for all the different papers.
The Fallon Post, the Pershing Post, the Fernley Reporter, and Silver State Chronicle.
Okay, so what's your biggest need? Because I'm tired, to be honest, of people thinking that news is a public service.
Yeah.
It turns out to be a public service, but it's a business.
It is a business. You say Rupert Murdoch. I've been reading William Randolph Hearst, right? Uh-huh. It's so fascinating. It makes me feel better. But yeah, we need subscribers. Subscriptions are highly underrated. That really, when we build our subscription base, like we have at the Fallon Post, there's just a comfort there. We don't have to worry about the graphic designer getting paid and like that. We are really pushing right now to get the Fernley Reporter subscriptions built up. We can't mail subscriptions until we have 200 names on the list. And so we're in the process right now. We'll mail this week for the first time, but we put a bunch of people on there who we feel should be reading it and then hopes that they'll subscribe. So we need subscribers in Fernley, and then we need to sell ads.
So count me in.
Thank you. Gotcha. And then, of course, just selling ads. So any ads that we get are just help make it easier.
Well, I think the chambers of commerce in these communities need to read the papers and then make a decision whether they want to send out a note to their members to say, hey, we need this in our community and it's worthwhile. Do it. I mean, you know, we've seen what's happened with Gannett, and, you know, the staff in Reno is doing a sterling job. There's 10 of them. Yeah. I mean, that's unbelievable for a market this size, but they are doing a terrific job with what they've
what
been
they
given.
Have.
Yeah. But we need to have papers across rural Nevada as well. Listen, it's always great having you on the program.
Thanks.
You're going to host a couple of shows for me while I'm on vacation.
You
so thank
it.
You for doing that.
You bet.
And just continue good luck.
Thanks.
Keep selling subscriptions.
Keep telling everyone about us.
I will, and we'll be right back. So you still need to put together a 30-second.
Here on 7 at 7, we're bringing you the local headlines in just 7 minutes.
We've got you covered in the morning, evening, and for all breaking news, in between, and as it happens.
Life is busy, and we don't waste your time. Join us for local news now streaming on our YouTube page.
Imagine a magical garden that feeds Carson City's hungry and homeless, teaches our high school students agriculture, creates hanging floral displays to beautify downtown, and yet charges nothing. It's not magic. It's the Greenhouse Project. It's real, it's growing, and it needs your help. Go online to carsoncitygreenhouse.org so together we can grow it forward.
We wouldn't steer you wrong with the gold standard of steaks at Joel's Chop House. Indulge in dry-aged steaks, seafood, Wagyu tomahawks, and great views of the Strip.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day on various platforms, including television, radio, our website, audio and video podcasts, YouTube. If you want to find the show, you can find it pretty darn easily. And we cover politics, business, health, and education. Thanks for watching. We'll see you on the next one.